is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation with Hearts Grants is brought to you by Alive, Bond for Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, ESC Distributors Limited, Grand Bahama News, Kelly's Home Center, the National Insurance Board, Bronze Electric Motors, Wendy's, and the World Athletics World Relays.
The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. It's a beautiful Monday morning, live and in full effect. It's afternoon now. Calm down. It's a beautiful day. I am grateful to be here. I don't know if you got a little sprinkles. It's been mad dry lately out where I'm at. It's been extremely dry, waiting on that weather to come through to kind of, being able to saturate the ground. Grass is turning brown and so forth and so on. So I think we got a little trickle yesterday, and I'm grateful for that. I'm looking for more to kind of come through. I'm grateful for that. Guys, I'm hoping that you're out there. I had a good weekend. I saw a couple of persons passed away. We talked about that. I said to you, be decent. That's the last thing that we said. I said to you, be decent. I said to you on Monday, we don't want to have a conversation about persons passed away. It is so unfortunate to see that we're still on this kind of sort of a spree. Whilst it does have, these kind of lapses in the rhythm of what's happening, it's still sad to see that it's for those persons. I don't know what you're going through, man. I don't know how we can be able to help you. But if we can help, I want to be able to do that. It's a beautiful day, ladies and gentlemen. I got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They are good and decent people. I'm grateful for them, and I'm grateful for the opportunities that they actually bring forward. Guys, make sure you go and check them out. AFS 1, number 407, Blue Hill Road South. They got everything laid out for you. If you're in the market for insurance for your taxis, your jitneys, your jet skis, your liveries, any of these particular things, you can be able to do that. Get that ticket and talk to my good friend, Ethric Bowe. In-house financing, you can't beat that. They're open on Saturdays also. They can take very, very good care of you. Just let them know what you want. 3411-AFS, 3411-AFS. Got to shout out my good, decent people over at Da Vinci's Printing and Innovators. They got everything laid out for you. If you're in the market for great graphics, great customer service, modern, up-to-the-minute, cutting-edge stuff, if you want to be able to do that, to take that kind of a bland presentation that you didn't know what to do with, that kind of PowerPoint presentation that, you know, in your spirit, you know you wasn't going to get the money with that. If you want to upgrade that, go down to Da Vinci's Printing Innovators. They can be able to take very, very good care of you. They are in the Village Road Shopping Plaza right there. Village Road, Bernard Road, Wolf Road, that intersection right there on the left-hand side or the northern side. You can be able to get them. They can take very, very good care of you. Let them know that Howard sent you down there. Guys, pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information's in there as we transition into this conversation. And you you give me the, you twiddle your fingers and trying to be able to give me that menacing look as to when we can get to it, Howard. Let's get to it. We're going to be talking about this. I feel like tumultuous weeks known to man as it relates to politics in this country. I think that this is going to be a strong week. If anything that we can say that we've identified from Michael Pintar is that he's not afraid to be cutting edge and do things a little different. I don't know whether or not that will translate into him being able to find himself in the position victorious at the end of the day. However, we're going to definitely have this kind of a conversation and talk about those things. Like I said, make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information's in there. Menace considering FNM leadership run. Clock ticking as nomination starts. AG, no intent to cut IRCA out of BPL rate approval process. This is the information that's coming through. Also, the Prime Minister must act on marital rape, women's group says. And then man murdered in Yellow Elder. We talked about this. Man murdered in Yellow Elder Gardens. We talked about this. Now listen, man, this is a strong thing that's happening. Homeowner shot teen dead after he forced himself in the home, obviously. Guys, pick up your Guardian newspaper, find out more information about that. Last week, we started this conversation. Last week on the Friday, with 2.7 seconds left, Garth showed up, right? 2.7 seconds left of the show last week, Friday. Garth showed up to the show, and we weren't able to kind of delve in and stretch this kind of a conversation of what our expectations are and what we can see happening in contrast to what we hear happening, what we hear on the ground. And so I invited him back today to be able to dive into that conversation. I know, ladies and gentlemen, FNMs alike, if you want to be able to have a conversation, I got 3 slots available this week. Give me a call, 827-0111. I know you want to talk. Your mouth wet. Listen, I know they want to talk, right? So let's be able to get into this, ladies and gentlemen. I want to be able to shout out my very good friend, Garth Roseborough, in the house with me. Garth, say good afternoon to the people out there.
Boy, Howard, you something else. You say two, how many seconds?
2.7 seconds. I think you're only going to catch it and shoot.
I get that's your parliament, man. We got about at 7.5%. You can put it to 12. You can put it to 12, man.
You couldn't even dribble. You couldn't even dribble. So you need to stop it.
You know, I understand now, Howard, why most of the high schools and most of the schools in the Family Island are on a hill. At least everybody starts in high school, but here in the capital, we put these schools in the swamp. You know, everybody at lower school level. So when you start talking about 2.7 seconds, I wonder if you was educated in Nassau or in West Grand Bahama, because I sure in West Grand Bahama, that school above the swamp level. I sure that.
That in the pine forest. That's a school in the bush where I come from. What's happening with you, my brother? How was your weekend?
Boy, it's good. It's good to be back.
You got any
online?
You got any bunch of calls? I look like you're sprightly.
Listen,
you had your little rest.
You know, Howard, you continue to inspire the nation to move in a positive direction. And on my last fishing trip, I have to give a shout out to LJ and to Neil, who's on the boat, young men, and they renewed my energy in terms of wanting to encourage young men, especially. Young women need to be in work ethic. Listen, man, we have a nation to save. I saw a march, Howard, yesterday. I think it was yesterday on Sunday. A number of ministers.
Men's mobilization march.
Yeah, it was just inspiring just to see men come together to make some things happen positively in the nation. And so you women, I would want you to cheer them on. I would want you to encourage them to be stronger men. There are too many women in our country complaining that they cannot find a decent man. And Howard always talks about being decent. You know, Howard says he's a decent man. But there's only Howard left. You know, we need some more Howards in our community. We need some more men with work ethic, some men who can make some things happen. And I feel encouraged, Howard. There's still some great men out there. We need to find them. We need to rescue them. We need to make sure that they have the resources necessary to continue to build the country that we call the great Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
Absolutely. I want to also, while we're talking about great people, I want to talk about the station's manager and host for Morning Blend, Dwight Strawn, who's celebrating his 79th birthday.
No, 79th? Are you saying that in terms of his wisdom or in terms of his actual age?
I just messed up with Dwight. Dwight, happy birthday, my brother. I just pray that the Father continues to be able to bless you and you move on. You got this bright, sprightly smile out here. Look like a politician smile out here on the internet. Guys, make sure you check out GuardianRadio.com, GuardianRadio.com. Information about that. GuardianTalkRadio.com. You can find out more information on that. And also, you can be able to check us out at Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. On Facebook, all the information's in there as we continue to be able to celebrate with Dwight and other persons who are celebrating a birthday. Well, let's dive into the thing. Let's talk about
this. You want to dive now. You're talking fisherman talk. You want to dive? You don't want to line fish?
Listen.
You want to dive?
100%.
We using an air compressor or we just going in?
Free diving.
Free diving.
Yeah.
You're talking about Dean's Blue Hole. That's Long Island. Free diving.
You got to hold your breath and see how deep you can go with this.
Okay. When Dean's Blue Hole is about 600 plus feet deep.
I don't know if we can touch the bottom. We can try.
You can try.
Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it.
Free National Movement. They have given 30-some days before, maybe 34 days, maybe more.
You prophesied that they should do it before.
You say prophesied. I feel like it's heavy.
Yeah, it is heavy. But you did say May would be preferable. But they took 2 weeks later in order to have this convention.
Now, this is only based upon the information. If you remember, we sat with Dr. Dwayne Satz.
You sat with him, yeah.
I sat with Dr. Dwayne Satz.
Yeah, they don't sit with me. They sit with you.
Okay, well, praise
God. They can't sit with me.
No, they can't sit with me.
No, I'm a little rude when I read it.
Praise God, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
So they sat, deputy chair, and the person of Don Sanders, before he passed.
Yes.
We had a very good conversation. I enjoyed that. I wanted to get a little bit deeper.
Great spirit.
Sat with Dr. Sands. And right after that, the thing went viral, right? They're stating that Dr. Sands state that they're not going to go to a convention until next year or something like that. Something went viral, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sat with the leader of the opposition and the Free National Movement, Michael Pintard. Michael Pintard said succinctly, with no reservations, no fear of incrimination, no fear, he just said with clarity, he said, we don't expect the PLP to go past September 15th. And so the FNM will be having a convention before September 15th. Mm-hmm. And so just mathematically, if he said that, it said to me in my mind, my God, should have a convention today. Now. This is only just regular math. This ain't even no sine, cosine, tangent. This is the regular math, right? We wasn't trying to find the arc of anything. We're just trying to get to, okay, so when you have this convention. And he indicated that the convention will come before September 17th. And so after more conversation ensued, after we kind of stretched it out in the community and, you know, got telephone calls, I said this convention should happen before the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
I said that. I said, this should happen by the middle of May.
You did say it.
I said, it should happen by...
And we said, before, that this is only plausible.
Before traveling start and traveling all over and getting a little, picking up the children and going to school and this and that and all these things like that, have your convention. Clear this right up. Let me tell my wife, baby, I can't go.
We said that if to wait any longer would be detrimental to the leadership of the party. We said that.
Based upon their calculations... If you are calculating internally within the Free National Movement that you can't see the PLP going beyond September 17th, and I asked him, I said, September 17th this year or 2025? He said, September 17th, Howard, this year. I said, oh, okay, all right. So math, boom, kick right in. And I'm trying to figure out, well, when this convention going to happen? Ladies and gentlemen, information came on last week Friday, and... bright and bold in the Guardian newspaper, you can be able to see it in red as we continue to be able to talk about June 1st, a one-day convention.
I didn't like the one-day convention conversation.
And now, I won't dive into this one-day convention concept.
I don't like it. I do not like it. I personally do not like it.
The Free National Movement has had an issue over the past 3 years.
It has? Yeah. What was the issue?
From 2021, in fact, if we're going to be decent, from mid-2020, the Free National Movement started having this kind of a lack of unity, right? They've not been united. Their party base has not galvanized. When they came out to the polls, it was scant. A lot of persons didn't vote for their organization. The party fell apart significantly. They had that one-day convention that led to a position where Michael Pintard found himself victorious in this kind of a position. Was it one-day convention? Was it one-day convention?
Am I correct? I don't recall.
Right?
But I'm still not sure if he's...
I got to get the proper calculations.
I'm not sure if he's
right?
victorious, though.
So he was victorious.
You think he's victorious?
He was victorious on that day.
What do you define as victorious?
The acquisition of your objective. That's it.
And what is the objective?
His objective was to get in the position of leadership.
And what does leadership mean?
You're trying to be able to ask apples and oranges and
I
all these things.
I have to.
No. We have to
prevent Howard, people, from aspiring to be something that does not exist. You see, the action of leadership happens by way of your own ability.
But it exists for him.
I can want to be a movie star, but it doesn't make me the number one movie star. It doesn't make me the number one man. See, Howard Grant, I've listened to you. You're a decent man. And you've always said if Howard Grant is involved, Howard has to rise to the top. But that's not rising to the top for the sake of rising to the top. It's rising to the top because you have the ability
now watch me.
To make the top what it really should be.
Watch me.
But wanting to have so many third-party people who want to be leaders, but you know very well that they're short on leadership ability.
Okay.
So now, what are you trying to tell me?
Now, Michael Pintard's objective...
Listening again.
...was to be leader of the Free National Movement.
Okay, that's okay.
Before he can identify that he'll be the best leader. Before he can identify that he'll be the most strategic leader. Before he can identify that he'll be a uniting leader, he has to be leader.
So leader of the FNM doesn't necessarily transcend to the point of being leader of the country.
That's the transcendence, watch me.
I'm just wanting to know this.
For
being the leader of a political organization doesn't necessarily mean that when we translate
that's going to be a
leader of the nation.
It meant that for Cecil Wallace. It meant that for Tommy Turnquest.
Define.
Their acquisition of a leader of the organization, but never moving to leader or prime minister of the country.
Okay.
Simple. So these things happen often, more often than not, within the Free National Movement. So let's talk about this.
I need to understand this.
His first objective was to become leader.
Okay.
Now, after he's acquired this position, now he could say, I can do all these great
things. How can you do great things, Howard Grant, when you have a potential nemesis on your shoulder?
Everyone has a nemesis.
But what do you do with nemesis?
Ignore them and push forward.
No.
That's
not how politics works.
We weren't, but how
you
politics
works.
You
cannot ignore your nemesis.
Listen.
Listen to me again, Howard. You cannot ignore your nemesis. You cannot. You know what you do with nemesis?
Crush them?
You cut their necks off. You have to. That's politics. See, you're talking about a difference between... Listen to me again, Howard. There's a difference between church... and politics. They're very similar. But in church, you talk that holy language of my brother, I forgive you.
Watch me.
I turn the other cheek. My brother, I love you in spite of. But in politics,
watch me.
There's only the sword and the gun.
There is only one son over all of us. There's only one principle that is applied to all of this. And that principle cannot reflect and meander, shapeshift, based upon the position that we're in. It's principle. Either you're going to do it right or you're going to do it wrong.
So what is the right way?
The right way is ignore and push forward.
No, sir.
That's the right way.
No, sir.
That's the right way.
No, sir. No, sir.
If Michael Pintard wastes time concerning but who don't like him, he will never focus on where he's going.
I'm not saying that.
Michael Pintard, Howard Grant, Garth Roseborough, or anybody else.
Howard Grant.
If you're concerned and consumed with what the other fellas saying about you,
No, Howard Grant.
You think I can say what people take it
with? Howard, I think you're one of the most brilliant, carefully, and I say that without choking. I say that without apology. I appreciate your brain. But in a human resources world, that I have a master's degree in, I've spent 9 years in university to say this to you. There's a time when you got to fire a Negro. You got to just fire him because he is not good for your organization. It has nothing to do with his ability. Nothing to do with his wealth. It has nothing to do with his background. The fact of the matter is that the organization that I am attempting to build to reach profitability beyond measure, I need to fire you.
Now watch me. Well, D-Day is June 1st.
No.
And the organization has to identify who are they going to accept and who are they going to reject.
And because you did not do your job, you did not do what was needed to be done to show your strength. You see, Minnis, I have all respect for Hubert Minnis, by the way, in terms of leadership ability, in terms of his strength. But I'm saying this to you, Howard Grant. Minnis presented himself when he stepped down as leader of the FNM as a sacrificial lamb. Our friend Michael Pintard had every opportunity to put him on the altar of him once and for all and separate himself from those people that you mentioned to me in 2021 who refused to go to the polls, who were FNMs, and vote for a Hubert Alexander Minnis. You need to just sacrifice him. Distance yourself from him and make your own legacy.
Yeah, but Minnis obviously is a ram in the thicket. He may be a ram or goat in the bush, a stubborn goat.
And that's Curry Mutton.
Because he wouldn't allow nobody to sacrifice him. When he was...
Curry Mutton.
Prostrate across the altar.
Roast goat.
And the knife was coming down.
Roast testicles.
When the Redder had the knife coming down.
I will just cut the head off.
What do you say?
And we can make some good stew.
What do you say? Don't not touch. Let me take this quick commercial break. Get a commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. Be right back after this.
Foundation. Attention all you Providence customers. Are you ready to spring into savings and make this Mother's Day unforgettable? From April 26th to May 9th, pay your water and sewage bill in full and get a chance to win big. That's right, simply pay your bill and you'll be automatically entered to win a stunning 55-inch smart TV. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to treat yourself or that special mom in your life. Visit any of our water and sewage offices to learn more. Spring into savings and make this Mother's Day one to remember. Water and sewage committed to quality. Hurry, offer ends soon. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the National Youth Guard program designed to train young people to help the Bahama Islands in times of disaster.
I decided to join to better serve my country as well as to better myself.
We train to help in search and rescue,
electrical, plumbing, and carpentry.
And things that they can actually expand on in their careers.
Young people who join the Youth Guard program discover a sense of purpose and a sense of patriotism.
To learn more and apply, visit nyg.bahamas.gov.bs.
It's Whopper Wednesday every Wednesday at Burger King Nassau. Make your Wednesday sizzle and sink your teeth into a flame-grilled beef patty topped with tomatoes, fresh-cut lettuce, mayo, pickles, ketchup, and sliced onions, all on a toasted sesame seed bun with fries for only $5.95, including VAT. This Whopper Wednesday, grab a friend and head down to your favorite BK Nassau location for a flame-grilled Whopper made your way with crisp fries for only $5.95. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Get ready! On May 4th and 5th, athletes from around the world will compete to secure their spot in the Paris Olympics. Come, witness history as our Bahamian athletes run again at the BTC World Athletic Relays here in Nassau, Bahamas at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. Get your tickets now at worldrelaysbahamas24.org or at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium box office or at BTC Mall at Marathon or BTC Southwest Plaza. BTC World Relays. Be there.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Lock, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery charges, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5255. 267.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, the foundation. We're here live in full effect, having good conversation with none other than my good friend Garth Roseborough, talking a lot of politics, not even a little takes. We can talk a lot today. I feel like the next 5 days is going to be some of the most tumultuous days in politics. If you read the paper this morning, Minnis considering FNM leadership run, and this is something that Travis put in the paper. Former Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis said yesterday that he will, in appropriate time, whether he will run for leader at the Free National Movement's convention on June 1st. That he intends to run, Minnis has to nominate by Friday of this week, right? And then also you can be able to see in the Tribune, right in the front page, Minnis, the nation will know if I run. Well, of course the nation can know if you run. Everybody can know if you run.
We knew right? He was running a long time ago. It ain't no secret.
We didn't know.
We know.
Oh, we know.
Because when you look at
you the, know.
No, listen again. Listen again. I sat in my car today. I want to give a special shout out to Eleuthera, by the way, Howard. They're tuning in.
Marvin, shout out to Eleuthera.
Marvin Gibson. He's there in Eleuthera, and he's tuning in today, especially for you. He's interested in the conversation, and he's one of the prolific minds of our country. I'll discuss that with you off the air, but he's a former member of mine. But I want to say this to you, Howard Grant. We knew, and I'll tell you how we knew. We knew because when we look at the leadership of the FNM, I'm going to ask you a question, Howard Grant, because you are that mind that I respect. If the Free National Movement does not recruit and include new talent into their organization, lose the next general election, the following election of 2030 or 2031, who would you now say, looking into the organization, would be that leader that would bring the FNM back into the limelight and into the circle of victory? Right now.
If, would you say if the...
If they do not recruit new talent, new energy, as the PLP does. The PLP does as well. This is how they got a Chester Cooper involved. If they do not recruit now, bright minds like yourself and others, into the organization as it is now, and they were to lose the next general election of 2025 or 2026, when we look forward to 2030-31, who do you see in the organization at this present time who has the ability, the talent, and the wherewithal to bring that organization to victory?
That is almost impossible to answer.
Why so? You don't see anybody in the organization right now who has that ability?
I have to get
the foundation is not at the roof. We're not at the bell course. We're not at the walls. We got to go to the foundation. So I'm taking you to where you now need to answer this question for me. Or if you cannot, take it to the phone lines, give them the phone numbers, and let them call in and tell us who they see.
Let me fix this for you.
Fix it then.
I never thought I would be involved in any way from a national perspective having a conversation about where this country should go. Never.
I'm listening.
Never.
I'm listening.
As an 8 Mile Rock boy, the best I ever prayed for was a good job to take care of my family.
Okay.
I never thought, no one ever said to me that you could do this. Now, people say whatever you put, my father always said, he said, boy, you know what's amazing with you? Whatever you put your mind to, you will always accomplish and do well at that. I know that you will succeed at anything you put your mind to. But I never had a mind for national development, growth, application, nothing.
Listening.
I travailed through occupation after occupation trying to find out where this talent that I have, which is a bunch of talk, where this talent that I have, where it fits in. Over the years, after acquiring more and more information and that natural love that I have for my community, about myself, about my community, about my faith, about family, so forth and so on.
So now you're grounded. We know who you are. You are the right place at the right time.
I'm getting somewhere for you.
I want you to get there.
That took a while.
Listening.
Now you know Howard Grant.
We know Howard Grant.
That took a while. I had to identify, acquire, and then develop to move
to
this position.
So you are that you are.
My point to you is that it's almost impossible because this didn't happen at 18. This happened mid-20s. It's almost impossible for you to be able to make a determination of who is going to be where in 2030, 2031, if we don't take into consideration that some people haven't even been activated yet.
Like who?
I don't know how we could know, how we could possibly know.
Well, this is what I'm saying to you.
Our responsibility from this particular standpoint, my responsibility is to continue to be able to speak, if only into the subconscious of those persons who need to be activated for national growth and development, that when it's time that you had had enough base foundation.
Okay, here's what I'm saying.
To be able to propel.
Here's what I'm saying to you, Howard Grant. We know that the Free National Movement was born in dissidence. We know this. We know this. We know that there's a battle that's always been ensuing. There's a spirit. There's a culture. But at the same time, it is this very same spirit and culture that has represented us as a country in terms of governance. And we were appreciative for the great things that they have done. I'm not saying everything they did was great, but they have actually performed at some measure in the column of greatness. Now we're saying to you there is a government in place. The Progressive Liberal Party is now in place. We know this party. They're talking about property tax increase. They're talking about national insurance increase. They're talking about a number of things that the Bahamian people are not comfortable with. I'm asking you, Howard Grant, that if we were to look at opposition, if we were to look at a voice to fight for the people of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, show me that leader now in the Free National Movement for 2025 or 26, for 2030, 31. I want, as a Bahamian citizen, to identify that person, because if...
God.
Hold on. I'm putting it to you because I'm saying why I'm going to say this to you. Because I can look into the Progressive Liberal Party, Howard Grant. And if it's not Brave, then it's Chester. If it's not Chester, then there's a whole cadre of individuals in the Progressive that can pass on as leaders and govern this country.
I disagree.
Tell me why.
Because you're not taking into consideration. Okay, when you give a forecast, right, whether it's a weather forecast, whether it's a forecast for occupancy in the hotel, whether it's a forecast from a political standpoint, you have to take into consideration the environment that exists externally.
What environment?
The geopolitical environment.
What's the geopolitical environment? You got to define these things, Howard. You got to define these things.
No. We ain't talking to dumb people. We talking to people who are well-educated.
Listen,
smart
we got
people.
More people tuning in to the foundation than ever before.
Now, let's watch now.
Break it down so we can understand.
When you take a consideration, when you consider what's going to happen in the next 5 years, you have to consider what's going on with the LGBTQ agenda. Whether or not we're going to have a conviction to be able to stand
firm.
They
got that unlock.
No. They don't.
They got that unlock.
No.
They got that unlock, man.
No, Garth. You have to let me build. Okay. Like the young people let me cook.
But you build it in sand. I can't let you do that.
No,
you got to go and rock.
No.
The LGBTQ conversation, the PLP got that unlock.
No. Let's be decent today, okay? Now, the fact of the matter is that I'm saying to you, and we make a determination about the external environment, the Bahamas has not identified where we stand on these issues as yet.
The PLP, we sure the PLP got out of lock.
No.
We sure.
No,
listen,
no, no. I think
call
you
us,
that,
you're calling and
I think
support
you say that
me.
In jest, but
no,
the
people can call and tell you they got out of lock.
The faith base in this country still has not identified how they view this. They're still trying to meander and find a space that they could not reject people but hold on to their conviction.
I agree.
Leadership has to identify that, and that has to be stand firm within whatever the politics is, whatever the leader is for tomorrow. And FNM or PLP has to hold this to their heart.
The PLP got it unlocked, but the churches don't understand what's going on.
Watch me. The leader, the next leader, has to also be sensitive enough to know how to deal with people. The difference between punishment and discipline.
Okay.
Traditionally, the Bahamian people have become content with the concept of punishment, which is just cut you behind for doing wrong.
Yes.
But discipline is one of the things that we lack, which is being able to identify the wrong, speak to that, and be able to change. We don't have reformation programs in this country. The next leader of this country need to have empathy, understanding.
No, Jesus. God,
you asked me, let me tell you.
No.
Now you're fighting me.
If I had to fight you.
You can't fight me. You can't fight me.
I got to fight you. You're talking soft talk, man.
But this ain't soft talk.
That's soft talk.
The world empathy. Moving.
No, man.
400,000 people.
No.
Watch me.
No.
400,000 people.
No.
With one treaty being signed after another, with one alignment and allegiance being placed after another, for the Bahamas to find itself aligned with CARICOM, with the IMF, with the World Bank, with other agendas that's happening globally, which their base, this is their base. And if we want to be able to get their money, do all these things, we're going to have to know how to stand firm and speak to those things. Or we're going to have to stand firm and say, hell no, we ain't going to do this.
But how would you cannot stand firm and be empathetic at the same time? That's what I'm trying to say to you.
That's what I'm trying to explain
to
you.
No, man, we got
to
be strong.
The country has not identified its
position. The Commonwealth. Let me tell the world.
We can be jelly back or we can stand firm.
Before you talk to your listeners, listen to me again, man. The strongest prime minister when I was growing up in the world was Margaret Thatcher, a woman. Strong, iron lady. Everybody respected her, this woman. This woman don't play. After that was Trudeau over there in Canada. Put the third recognized strength of the world above India and every other Commonwealth participant was Sir Lyndon Oscar Pilling of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. He did not play.
Listen.
So when you talk about empathy and sympathy, we ain't got no time for that. But the Bahamas has already fallen short. We got Barbados who's now looking to be stronger than us. You got Jamaica talking strong talk, man.
No.
And everybody else talking strong. No. India right now is on the rise.
No. Every single dispensation.
Need a strong leader.
Martin Luther King will not exist in this time. Malcolm X could not exist in this time.
No, Malcolm X could exist.
No, he cannot.
Malcolm X is like, listen, boss.
Malcolm X is the Hebrew Israelites.
Malcolm X is, buddy, it's either you or me. And that's the way I feel right now in the Bahamas.
Let's have a very clear conversation.
It's either you or me. And that's why they're trying to tell Michael Pintard, it's either you, Menace, or me. It ain't no in between.
Now, let's get to this.
No, man, we talk about Joan first, right?
Let's get to this.
Boss, listen to me. Either it's you or me.
Because you take you take me to 2031. I didn't care to go to 2031.
I got to go deep.
I want to deal with 2024, June 1st. You take me all the way down to 2031 in the event that some things don't happen that we assume that can happen. We ain't going to go that far. We can deal with right here. Let's go right here. Deal with this right here. It is Michael Pintard and supposedly, based upon whether or not he decides to be able to put his hand forward, and Dr. Hubert Alexander Menace at this point in the Free National Movement.
I'm listening.
The Free National Movement has to be sensitive enough to know what is needed for the next dispensation of leadership in the country. That's why they're in caucus. That's why they are executives. That's why they have been identified as seasoned men and women. Now, the potential leadership of the country are in their hands. They got to decide.
Mister.
And the decision has to be made as to whether or not this excursion convention, this is what it is. Let's be very clear. This is an excursion convention.
One day event.
This is an excursion
vote
convention.
Go and go back home.
This is not the history of... I was trying to get somewhere with you before you came in, before you stepped in.
I hear
the
you,
fact sir. Of the matter is that the Free National Movement has not been able to generate enough energy to unite the organization to move forward. They haven't been able to do that.
Because the One leader didn't do what he's supposed to do.
Do it.
He's supposed to do what he's supposed to do.
One day convention can't do it.
Listen to me, sir.
One day convention is only going to add more salt in the wound. And if I can be honest with you, if I could say this without people thinking I'm on one side or the other with decency.
Yes.
The fact of the matter is my marketing would mash up if I was Menace, hypothetically, if I was Menace, my marketing and my approach to being able to do this would mash up the concept and idea of what Michael Pintard has. Let me be decent about this. Hold on. Because the fact of the matter is you cannot have a one-day excursion and bring delegates from all over the family island 6 o'clock in the morning and then tell them go back on the 6 o'clock flight in the evening. Tell us where the convention's going to be. Let us know whether or not the persons are going to be able to stay, because you still have to unify your base. There are people who haven't been able to touch each other for a long time in this party.
Mister, I know how to unify
one
them.
One day.
I know how to unify them.
Talk to me.
Listen to me. The Guardian. You got to pick up your Guardian today, like Howard said, right? Before you go. You got to pick up the Guardian. Menace Consortium Run. That's what it says. Boss, when I finish with you, ain't no consideration. You ain't even in the picture. That's what leaders do. You got a man considering on you. Let me ask you a question. You're Howard Grant before you go to your break. You think anybody could consider running for leadership under Sir Lyndon Pinlay? Let me hear this.
Absolutely.
Who? Who? Who?
Now.
Who?
You see...
No.
Today,
who?
Today,
no, give me a name.
No, today you came with absolute indecency on you. You don't even let me cook today. You don't want me build today. You just want to be sharp and quick. And that ain't how we talk. Hubert Ingram not only considered, but defeated.
No. You got to go outside my house first.
Listen.
You can't do it in my house.
Listen.
You could do it outside my house. But in my house, my brother, you ain't considering nothing.
When we testing for pH balance, right? When we testing the litmus test to make a determination whether or not people can move in one direction or another, you do that in-house. To find out if you have the strength for leadership.
And when I find
out. Ingram had already decided and identified his strength, along with Perry Christie, that they could beat the proverbial in our country, and they did so.
No, but not in my house.
The next, no,
He can't do that in my house.
Listen.
No,
listen,
sir.
Listen
to me, boss.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Only one person run my house.
We got to be decent about this.
Only one person run my house.
But you are inaccurate. Historically.
Boss, you could run it out on the street, but it's not going to be in my house.
Sir, you are absolutely inaccurate historically. They chose and identified the chairman that they want against Lyndon Pinlin's chairman. And they campaigned for their chairman against Lyndon Pinlin's chairman, who was Sean McQueenie. And Hubert Ingraham won. That shows and solidified his leadership. Whether he get fired today or tomorrow, he knew that he had significant collateral.
I don't mind that, but you're not going to succeed in my house.
He succeeded in 1992, though.
Yeah, but in another house.
He succeeded in 1997.
Listen to me. When you got children and your son want to act like he's man, you put him on the street, eh? And tell him to be a man in your own house.
No, that's inaccurate.
Oh, Jesus.
That's absolutely inaccurate. That's not the way. See, this is a punishment versus discipline again. And we cannot continue to be able to go into the future with concepts and ideas of yesteryear. We get to build on these things. Let's talk about it, ladies and gentlemen. We're here live and in full effect on the foundation. When we get back, we can stretch this thing far and wide to find out where we are and where we're going to go from a leadership perspective, and then get to the real nitty-gritty and ask questions as to whether or not you believe that the party is secured for leadership in 2026. Secured with the concept and idea. Well, Howard, I got to see minutes come back. Let's take a quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Foundation.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion, located in the Mall.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Get ready for another exciting Fish Fry Friday, May 3rd at Margaritaville, downtown Nassau. Kicking off the month of May, celebrating Nurses Month. Night Nurse. From 6:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m., featuring the Big Band Visage and DJ Beats. We salute all the nurses as we celebrate Nurses Month at Fish Fry Friday.
My girl call her Nax if I leave home. Well, I tell she a real close. Girl, I almost did.
Admission $25 general, $55 for the Bahamian Buffet at Vacation Cafe and the party. All government workers get $5 off their entry with your work ID. You can win passes to dine at Vacation Cafe and passes to the water park. So make your plans to be at Fish Fry Friday. For the best in Soca Bahamian and your favorite old school jams. Fish Fry Friday, Margaritaville, downtown Nassau, 12 Old Palm, May 3rd.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company. Lines are wide open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family Violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796 on the text line. We could be able to do that. I'm sitting here with none other than Garth Roseboro. I think the coffee just kicked in. I am excited about these particular things. Yeah, we're talking today, right? I'm having some coffee and we're having a good conversation and talking about leadership. Now, Garth, you took me all the way to 2031.
I have to.
But it was based upon this sort of an objective and idea as to whether or not some things exist if it doesn't happen, right? So you created this kind of a scenario, right? And if certain things doesn't happen, right? So let's be clear. Let's not put these kind of an algebraic equation. Let's make it very clear. In the event that Michael Pintard is not successful, right? You said, hypothetically, if Michael Pintard win in June 1st, mm-hmm. but he's not successful in winning in 2026, who do we see in 2031, right? Now, let's be very clear about a couple of things.
I want you to understand this.
Any leader worth his weight, worth his salt, has to identify strategically the type of team that he or she surrounds himself with that energizes people. Mm-hmm. Okay? When we saw Lyndon Pinlin and we saw the intellects around him, mm-hmm. we knew that this would be dynamic.
Okay.
Okay?
I'm listening.
When we saw Hubert Ingraham and the intellects around him strategically, who came and was cut from a specific cloth, and I'm not talking about allegiance in terms of oligarchs of the country. I'm talking about intellects. I'm talking about their ability to think. Mm-hmm. We knew that this is going to be dynamic. When we saw Perry Christie, let's be decent now.
I'm listening.
And the perceived characters that was around him, we was indifferent as to whether or not this was going to be successful the way that we thought it would be. Mm-hmm. Perry Christie's success or lack thereof, based upon how history places him on one side or another, doesn't necessarily all fall in his lap. It falls in the lap of the collective, his team. His team. Back to Michael Pintard. If Michael Pintard cannot identify the team that can energize the voting base of not only the Free National Movement, but the indifferent of the country, then he will not be successful come the next general election. No matter how much success he has come June 1st, he will not be successful come next general election, because you have to energize and excite people with the type of people that we can believe in.
Now you're on my page.
Oh, you always trying to get me on your page all this time, sir? You wild
yes,
it out.
You got to be on my page. I'm not going to
fight. You know, we can have a split screen.
Howard
we don't
Grant,
have to be on the same page.
Ladies and gentlemen, is the voice of the foundation. This is his program. But he has one of the most prolific brains in the country. I like the way he thinks. I'm going to let Howard do his thing. You can call in, ask him questions, challenge him. But today on the foundation, it's only one way to do a foundation. I've always said this, Howard Grant. You got to do the foundation right.
Well, listen,
if
rough
the foundation is wrong, my friend, your building is not worth the effort.
This is the roughing you're putting in now today.
You know about roughing?
Of course, sir.
What you know about roughing?
This, sir.
You're a West End boy. What you know about any roughing?
I was 8 Mile Rock boy. And my daddy is a T.I. man. I've been doing all the... Call my old man, ask him.
What you know about roughing?
You
got any steel in your roughing?
My God.
You got any 5'8 in your roughing?
You're doing a lot, sir.
I just want to know if
you got... All of this.
You got any PVC pipe? Any
my God, I might sprinkle fiberglass on the thing to hold it together at the end to make sure...
You use a 80?
To make sure... We are in the right position. Let me take the telephone call. Caller, you're on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Good day, Mr. Grant.
Good afternoon. How you doing, my brother?
To the Bahamas and to my good friend, God Rose Rose.
Hey, mm-hmm. my brother.
Mr. Grant, mm-hmm. you let God come in your studio bullying you today.
I swear he's bullying you.
I feel bullied. God throwing you up against the wall.
It's his fault. It's Monday. You keep reporting me on a Monday.
Listen to me. God
must he sleep all day yesterday.
God rolled with some of the best, you know.
My God.
You know how Christie became prime minister, right?
How's that?
You didn't hear the story, huh?
Oh, yeah, yes.
Okay.
He was anointed in.
Whatever God tells
God
you,
Samuel,
whatever he tells you is correct. It is true. All right? Because
praise God.
He, God rules for rule with some of the best. You know, God bless our brother soul, Brother Watchman, Peter Johnson, who has passed.
Yeah.
But you, that fellow what you got inside there, he ain't short of nothing. Okay?
Boy, bribe you something else.
and when he hits you, he just hits you hard. Okay? So, but anyhow, I just called to, you know, say to God that, you know, I have listened to him on your show, you know, almost every day, but a few times he's taken his clothes off, God. You can't be running around naked, man. You got to put your clothes back on.
Oh, he's something else, boy. You got to come see me in Adelaide. Come down to Adelaide. Let's have a conversation.
All right, I'll do that. But you guys keep up the good work, man. You and to see you and, you know, Mr. Grant come together, man. The nation learns a lot. You know,
I appreciate it, man.
Very intelligent guys in there.
Thank you.
You're very politically savvy and everything, but you know, you guys keep up the good work and continue to educate the behemoth.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you. Thank you so much, guys. The lines are wide open. Please be a part of the conversation. Go ahead.
That gentleman that called in, I just want to say something about him, not because he called in, but I want to talk about, once again, the young men of this country. From the time I met him, there's not a day that he has not endeavored to work hard, to give his best, and to share. This is what the spirit of any political party in this country needs, people like himself. He has sacrificed. I've spent numerous weeks upon years sitting with this very same gentleman on Step Street at the house of one Mr. Ramming. And he has sought to stand by the grill and ensure that we ate and we drank and we did not have to spend $1. That's the person who just called in just a while ago. And I just want to publicly say to him, thank you for your national involvement. Thank you for your sacrifice. And thank you for believing in our country, Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
Excellent. Let me take the next telephone call. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. No, I can't hear you. Can we hear him? 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Is that a caller on the line? Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Pleasant. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How you doing, my brother?
Hello.
How you doing?
Hey, what's happening?
Everything's good. ATL here.
Oh, boy.
I just want to call and say we really appreciate the high-level conversation you gentlemen have from day to day.
Thank you, man.
And the empowerment of the people is near. And I hope that they will open their third eye and use wisdom in the upcoming election, because we cannot continue to go the same way we're progressing right now.
Thank you, man. I appreciate your telephone call. Use your third eye. My God, I hope you're seeing the eye of Horus.
That's Mr. Smith.
I hope you're seeing the eye of Horus. They are wilding out on this People Radio today. We're going to have a good conversation. Next telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, my brother.
Hey, what's happening?
Hi, guys, and Howard. Good afternoon.
Hey, what's up, Jeff?
Right here, boy. Let me just follow up with the previous caller. Let me tell you all something. The two of you, I now out in the public domain call you guys the dynamic duo. You guys are very powerful. And as the previous caller simply stated, you know, you two together bring about the salient points that the Bahamian people should be discussing. No fluff, no nothing. Just bring the hard, cold facts to have a casual but pleasant discussion on the way forward. Stop with all the shenanigans with these persons calling to these shows with these political party politics. And just call politics for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, many of us out here, honestly, we're sick and tired, really, of both of these parties, but in particular, the current government, who's supposed to be the shining star for this country, that should be leading us forward, upward, onward in prosperity. Mm-hmm. And the prosperity level in this country, sad to say, based upon even the proper utilization of our people to bring about the prosperity that we look forward to, we are underutilized in this country. In fact, it seems to be more outsiders here getting all the benefits and really achieving their goals in achieving the benefits than many of us who are qualified, many of us who are educated, many of us who are intelligent, and many of us who help to build the systems the industries in this country. We have ostracized and been pushed aside. So continue to have the level of conversations that we need. We need leaders in this country who put our people first. Mm-hmm. And right now, as it stands, our people are not first in this country. Our people are treated as not even stepchildren, but the outside stepchildren. That's how we are treated, and we are tired. We are sick and tired of this. So let's fix this country. And going forward, as far as the FNM is concerned, for those persons who are there who believe that everyone who speaks against the policies of this current administration, you either name them FNMs or refer to them as COIs. I'm going to tell you, we all are Bahamians. And if we don't take care of this country as a collective to fix this country, then none of us will have this country in the very short order. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, man. I do appreciate you, Jeff. I want to be able to talk about a few things. First, you said outside. You pushed them to the outside urine twice. Now, you pushed them out twice. They wasn't even in the outer circle. Now, they ain't even in the Venn diagram no more. You pushed them outside the whole universal thing. You need to stop, right? But, you know, I have family members who wasn't necessarily born into the matrimonial, into the marriage. They weren't born into that kind of a space. And they don't like this kind of a notion and idea of being identified as outside children, right? Mm-hmm. It gives you, it already ostracizes you. It places you this kind of a connotation, this idea, this dark cloud that continues to be able to follow you, that you were never wanted. You were, as a result of pleasure, a night gone bad. You were not in this kind of a space and so forth and so on. And so I want to be able to say that and use that connotation specifically for politics in this country. I don't think that there is outsiders in this particular. I think all of us have the collective responsibility of identifying where we want to go, where what we need to do in this country. And I think it's important that we take this position and make the right choice. Now, I want to bring it back home. I think that we're going to have enough time. We only got 10 hours to talk about this week until Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
By the end of our show Friday, we would have known who's going to do what. And I don't think we've been able to go in depth and detail to talk about what my expectations are going forward. Friday, when we left off, we started to talk more specifically about Dr. Dwayne Sands, right? His aspirations, which was followed by the former Prime Minister Hubert Ingraham being able to, and the political collateral that's associated with him, being able to throw Dr. Sands' name in the hat. Before the hat even existed, Hubert hold the hat out, throw Dr. Sands' name in the thing, and say that I went through these tribulations also, and I became Prime Minister. I believe he could become Prime Minister also. Boom. Throw the man's name in the hat. He eventually moves on to become the chairman of the organization after defeat at the polls. Now, when we identify these particular things, I want to be able to stretch out far and wide. I expect Dr. Dwayne Sands to step back from his position as chairman of the organization, right? Because all party positions are open, all. I expect him to be able to step back and place his name. What do you mean?
Why step back?
When I say step back, I mean forget the concept and idea of retaining the position of chairman.
And do what?
And move towards leadership of the organization. No time to waste.
No. Can't do it.
He has to do it.
No.
Listen to me.
No.
Listen to me.
The biggest step that Dr. Dwayne Sands could ever make at this particular time and be safe. And be safe.
Is a deputy.
Deputy leadership.
No.
The safest step.
Let me tell you what.
For a man who is not in parliament.
Let's get deep.
You can
get deep.
Was just lost in the last election.
You can get deep with me.
Who sits as a chairman and wants to move forward. You cannot qualify.
Dr. Dwayne Sands was the deputy to Loretta Butler.
How you figure that?
Okay, he was supporting her in her position as she vied for leadership. Then he stepped back, found himself nestled under the arc of safety when Minnis accepted him in the organization.
You know,
he became the Minister of Health as a result.
My boy.
Retained that position. Let's be very clear.
No, man.
After he found his position in those particular things, he stayed still.
No.
He didn't say anything. No. After he stepped back from cabinet and did everything that he had to do, he still retained the position in the organization.
I'm listening to you.
Now he became chairman of the organization with the idea that he could still be leader over his head.
No.
Time is up.
Listening to you.
He doesn't have any more time.
You just told me the character of Dr. Dwayne Sands, who is one of the best surgeons, a great man in his field, but you've just told me who he is politically. He is Mr. Step Back. He is not going to go any further in aspirations at this time than the deputy leadership and wait his turn if it's possible in the future.
There's no more time for him in the future.
Listen, once again, he ain't that crazy. The man is a doctor.
There is no more time for him in the future.
Listen to me again. There's nobody behind him to threaten him. Who do you see behind? I asked you that question at the beginning of the show.
What you mean behind
him? Who do you see as the future leader of the AFNM in 2031 or 2030?
I tell you, I don't believe that person even exists yet.
Okay, so I said to you, he does not have a threat. The safest move for him is to move to deputy leadership. I'm not asking you this.
But he cannot retain that.
I don't care what you say. Show me another deputy then.
Let's go.
Show me another deputy.
My God, you want me to get deep today?
You got to get deep.
Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying to be decent today.
Dr. Dwayne Sands.
Your man want me to get deep today.
He listened to Bob Marley.
Oh, God.
And Bob Marley said, I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot the deputy. Do not get into a gunfight.
When you only got a knife. Bob Marley wrong. He was singing the song to let you know that he should have shot the sheriff.
Bob Marley
wrong. The deputy. He should have killed everybody.
But tell Michael Pintard that.
Now let me shoot straight with you. From the leadership posture that we've seen from Michael Pintard, there can be no one boisterous in his proximity and shot of air for leadership. There can be no one that seeks to be able to have these connotations and ideas of being able to get into his space.
Stop a minute, Howard. Let me agree with you on this, right?
This will be secret.
No, let me agree with you. And I'm going to ask you a question. Subtly boisterous. Is Dr. Hubert Alexander Minnis not subtly boisterous?
No. I don't know him to be... You can't be subtle and boisterous at the same time.
My boy, I'm looking at the article, man. The article says in The Guardian, the minister considering. You know what consideration is? That's being extremely strong, my brother.
No.
Listen to me again. He is considering. Listen to me. In my leadership, if I am a strong leader, there ain't no consideration around me. No consideration. As far as you, Howard Grant, is concerned, you are the deputy and I am the chef. That's politics.
Now watch me now.
Listen, when you talk about, let me go back in history for you, because you're a little younger than me. You from where? West Grand Bahama. Let me go back in history for you at Annex Baptist Church. You remember when the pastor died at Annex Baptist Church on Wolf Road A? It was a big fight in there, boss. Ain't no we. It's only you and me. Now, either I in charge or I'm not. I go back in history to Annex Baptist Church. There's no two pastors in no one church. It's either pastor... an assistant pastor. Now you tell me again, ministers in your camp and wants to be the pastor, and you are now currently the pastor. You tell me what you're going to do.
Let me make a couple of things clear for you, since you won't go historically. Lyndon Pinlin had the greatest dream team of leaders around him, and he was not fearful. He was strategic and identifying them.
Clementine Maynard.
He did everything he had to do.
Adriana.
To elevate Milo Butler.
And Milo.
Watch me. He elevated Milo Butler.
Governor General.
Out of his space entirely.
Yeah. Make sure move him out of the way.
Move him out of the way.
Yeah.
Good. And elevate him to a perceived social position higher than mine.
Man, praise God. You're talking to the
fire.
That
was strategy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, and the men around him, including Loftus-Roker.
Yes.
When he identified Loftus-Roker.
Yes.
Like, anytime you sit down and talk with Loftus-Roker would tell you, I never had no problem with Lyndon, you know.
I love him.
When
I
people tell me I couldn't do nothing, I used to go to Lyndon, get it done, Lyndon. Do it for me.
I love Loftus.
I never had no problem with him.
I love Loftus.
The only problem Loftus ever had in this meeting, I put challenge to him, you know. The only problem he ever had is when he got this sort of letter and say, Loftus, you got to do this, you got to do that. Yeah. That was the first and only challenge. And after that first challenge, he stepped down.
Guess what? And Loftus is a man after my own heart. You can't buy me. I stepping down too.
Now, let's
get
deeper.
Take your job
this.
And shove it.
Let's get deeper.
Take
this.
Your job and shove it.
Let's get deeper this.
I'm listening to you.
Your leadership, and I started off with this, your leadership and history can only identify you by the team around you.
Yes.
My God.
Yes.
That is why Scottie Pippen is be mad. Because Michael Jordan could never be who he was without the team around him.
But let me ask a question. Could Scottie Pippen open his doggone mouth?
No. Scottie
Thank
can
you
say
very
that.
Much. Because I is Michael Jordan.
Scottie ain't can say nothing.
I am Michael Jordan.
Rodman ain't can say nothing.
I got the shoes.
But they okay with that.
I am Air Jordan.
They wanted to be a part of the
I don't care what you want to be. I am in charge.
Now watch me.
That's the type of leader the Bahamas need.
Watch me.
I in charge.
The issue that Perry Christie had with his leadership run was as a result of the team around him.
They was too strong. You never
identified. Perry Christie's team was not strong. The 2000
My year, friend. My friend. Listen to me.
Wasn't strong.
I love Mr. Perry Glassstone. Christie's been very kind to me. He's given me nothing but respect. I love the man. But once again, the administration of the Free National Movement under Perry Glassstone Christie was able to do whatever the hell they wanted to do. Well, they were too free.
The PLP.
They were too free.
The PLP.
Listen to me, man. Hubert Ingraham was a stronger man. That's why they went back to him. Yes, sir.
Okay.
You can't be too free. See, listen to me. I understand democracy.
Now bring it
I
home.
Understand respect. I understand the citizens of the Bahamas are bring the greatest home. Strength and resource of our country. But there's a time when a leader has to be a leader. Listen to me, boss.
But a leader cannot be afraid.
Like King Henry VIII, if you don't bring me a male child, I got to take you to the gallows, man.
Listen, the leader cannot be afraid to identify talent around him or her.
You cannot be afraid.
You cannot be afraid.
Cannot.
You cannot even assume that this man's smarter than me. In fact, if you are the smartest in the room, this is the wrong room you in.
Thank you very much.
If you are the smartest in the room as a leader, you're in the wrong room.
How would I love you for that?
You are in the wrong room.
How are you right?
If as a leader of the Free National Movement, you seek to identify yes men around you, I can tell that your leadership ain't going nowhere.
That's why ministers can take it from you.
Oh my God, we're getting deep. Let me take the telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Howard.
Go ahead.
Oh boy. God.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's up, Anton? This Anton.
I just said.
God.
Yes, sir.
You're making up for Friday.
Huh?
Yeah, he's trying to make up for Friday. You see him trying to put work to me.
Hey,
my God.
Hey, can I get paid?
This man trying to put me to work.
They're going
to
do a job?
Normally, God would be the savior for us who are holding on the line for almost 2 hours into the show.
Oh, my. Hey, I did open the lines. I did ask Howard to let them call in.
You didn't talk after that, though. You wouldn't stop. Go ahead, hang up with it.
Anyway, good afternoon to you all. Good afternoon.
Give me your best 1 minute, Anton. Give me your best 1 minute. Let me hear this.
I almost fall asleep.
Well, give me your best 1 minute. Put us in office together. Let me hear
you. Taking this conversation away from first cabinet and the great men and women who served in the cabinet. Let me just highlight one thing for y'all, Garth and Howard. Selendon was a man who was unafraid to make the hard decisions.
Absolutely.
And also to execute.
Absolutely.
But not only that, he had in him a fearless deputy. I call him Sir Arthur Hahn, although he never accepted the knighthood. Right? But not only that, they were undergirded. The men and women whose shoulders they stood on to elevate them to where they were, who without they would be nothing. They were fearless men and women also. And those were the people who were the movers and shakers, because it took those people sacrificing everything and putting everything on the line fearlessly in order to elevate them in the first instance and to maintain their elevation throughout the 25, 30 years of consistent service, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it wasn't just the men and women in the cabinet, but there were a host of men and women surrounding them, undergirding them, who were the real movers and shakers in the country, right? Who gave them the strength that they needed to go and be fearless on their behalf. Y'all get at me clearly?
Listening.
Let me get back to the point what I really call Paul on now. And God, I say that because you would appreciate it and Howard would appreciate it also. It ain't just the men and women who are on the front line.
Mm-hmm.
It's really and truly the men and women who you don't see,
yes.
Who are behind the scenes.
Yes.
Who are doing the real work, right? Who are making it possible for the men and women on the front lines to be on the front line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's how this thing really works.
Mm-hmm.
And we have forgotten that in our way. We have gotten lost in our way.
That is true.
But the men and women of my father's generation, they never got lost. And they never allowed for the leaders who they put there to become lost.
Your father was a great man.
That's why,
right?
That's what the accountability was about.
Your father was a great man.
That was accountability.
Yes.
Okay?
And that,
if leadership,
that is no longer.
Let's be
that
clear.
Is no longer.
All of
that
us serve
no longer.
At the pleasure of the prime minister.
Yeah.
And if the prime minister has identified your qualities as a weak man that would allow you to run up and down over him and he chooses you,
right,
that means to me that the prime minister is insecure and weak
yes.
in
yes.
his or her position.
Yes,
they need
to identify
the talent in the country.
This is why
I always go back and said that the first draft, the first political NBA draft of the country, when the PLP went far and wide all over the country and identified talent, say, you need to come to Nassau.
Right.
Hey, you need to come to Nassau. Hey, you need to come to Nassau.
And empower these men and women. But Howard,
that's what it is.
But Howard and God, as today is predominantly the discussions about the FNM, I want to bring it home with what I really wanted.
Lord, you're trying to twist it on me.
I want to bring it home with what I really call it to say, right?
Let me hear.
This is third for bacon now.
If you're only watching, boy, that Minister Hubert Alexander, Minister, that man is something else.
He has to be who he has to be.
Go ahead.
He is putting a grave that has no headstone in the wilderness for his opponent. Tintad.
No, I like how you set that up.
He is rallying up the people.
Grammy never tell you when you dig a ditch.
Look here.
Dig two.
His statement. His statement alone, questioning the validity of having a one-day convention.
It's an excursion convention.
That is going to rile up so much emotions. Y'all don't even understand.
That would be my strategy.
Howard, God, how do you spend so much money? How do you spend so much meager resources at a time you're on the opposition to bring your people together from all over the country, right, to galvanize and fire up, as they say in the FNM, but only for one day? Look, the election process alone can take up that whole day.
I can tell you one thing.
We're not going to receive, as the Bahamian people, watching to see what the FNM is really all about and how they are demonstrating that. Just togetherness and
you ain't got the time.
Demonstrating. Pardon me, Howard?
You have time for none of that. You ain't got no time. They, mama, they ain't off the plane yet. And the voting process is almost over.
What you call it, Howard? An excursion.
That's an excursion convention. Mama ain't off the plane yet.
You mean a child of plane?
You got to take mama and say, child, I wanted to go hail Susie before I get down. No, mama, you got to go. Hurry up. Vote quick. Let's go.
Mama and papa, they was looking forward to coming to town to relax and
child,
enjoy
it. Baby, I can't make that. You know my knee.
And to be amongst one another, right?
Okay.
5 o'clock flight.
But they get no one short deal in and out.
I just want to be decent.
That is going to frustrate, in my view, so many of the delegates and the MCMs of the FNM.
I agree with you, Anton.
That's a bad move on behalf of Fentard.
Let me take this commercial break, Anton. I got to take this commercial break.
Anyway, you know what? God bless you. I'll take care.
All right, Anton.
Watch
him. We need to stop our dog. Guys, quick commercial break. Be right back after this.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Get ready! On May 4th and 5th, athletes from around the world will compete to secure their spot in the Paris Olympics. Come, witness history as our Bahamian athletes run against the world and chase the sun from paradise to Paris at the BTC World Athletic Relays here in Nassau, Bahamas at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. Get your tickets now at worldrelaysbahamas24.org or at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium box office or at BTC Mall at Marathon or BTC Southwest Plaza. BTC World Relays. Be there.
Here's to the go-getters, the early risers, and the late-night dreamers. You, the visionaries, painting futures in your mind, in your studio, your office, your sacred space. Here's to the adventurers, explorers of every realm. To you, the innovators, turning the cogs of progress in a world where connection is a lifeline, a pathway to possibilities. Alive is the perfect connection for everyone, every lifestyle. Every day.
Visit BeAlive.com today. Mothers are the heart of our homes, the soul of our memories, and the guiding light through life's journeys. Show your love with a gift from Kelly's House and Homes Mother's Day Sale, Friday, May 3rd through Saturday, May 11th. Enjoy 20% off selected dinnerware, glassware, luggage, silk flowers, and picture frames, except on net items. One lucky person can win a gift basket for Mother's Day. Visit our Facebook page for more information. Kelly's House and Homes Mother's Day Sale, May 3rd through 11th. Happy Mother's Day, all with love from Kelly's House and Home.
This is the National Youth Guard program designed to train young people to help the Bahama Islands in times of disaster.
I decided to join to better serve my country as well as to better myself.
We train to help in search and rescue,
electrical, plumbing, and carpentry.
And things that they can actually expand on in their careers.
Young people who join the Youth Guard program discover a sense of purpose and a sense of patriotism.
To learn more and apply, visit nyg.bahamas.gov.bs.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Bell in your company. All week we're going to be able to dive into one way or another into conversation. We may take a break on Thursday. I think I have some persons kind of set up to come with me on Thursday. But we're going to be talking about this as the Free National Movement has until Friday, 5 o'clock, to nominate. So all those positions, all positions are open in the Free National Movement. We're excited about it. We don't believe that this should be an FNM conversation, but I think that we are collectively as people, as Bahamians, are looking for the type of leadership that can rally up those that are disenfranchised, those that are indifferent, those that feel sort of left out and wayward about the course and direction of the country. We believe that this could be able to settle the score. This could be able to settle all debts. And this kind of a concept and idea that persons are saying that Michael Pintard doesn't have what it takes. Michael Pintard is not able to unify the organization. Michael Pintard doesn't have the insight. He doesn't have the experience. He doesn't have this, this, and this. Minister was the worst prime minister ever. Minister had us locked down, all these particular things. The Free National Movement will never be able to take Minister back. I think this does sort of a settling the score in the Free National Movement. There has been turmoil. This has been tumultuous. The entire course of Michael Pintard's leadership in the Free National Movement has never, ever saw the dust settle. There's always been turbulence. And I think this should shut up everyone in the event that he's victorious and should cause those persons to be able to make a determination as to whether or not they're going to fully support the Free National Movement and move forward or step back entirely. Talk to me.
Well, Howard, I would like to say to you that I have a raincoat. I normally use it to go fishing, but I'll get it washed and cleaned. And I want to have that raincoat ready because it's going to be the rainy season. And I'm prepared to sit with you outside that convention. I hope you have a live feed. We got to be there direct.
I need a sponsor for that.
You know, we got to be there direct.
I need a sponsor for that.
I can bring my raincoat. So if it rains, I can sit right there. I want to be there with you, Howard Grant, the foundation,
Hold
and
on.
The listeners.
Let's be decent. Howard Grant won't go outside.
Yeah.
I want to go outside.
Yeah.
I don't have to be one sponsor. I just be decent. just be decent. This ain't me soliciting for nothing.
I
need sponsorship to go outside.
I won't be there.
We need a tent. We need to carry the I got to pay for my engineers and producers to be able to go outside with me. We got to be able to do
it.
If you won't do that.
Let's be there.
8270111. We could pay for the thing today. Just give me a little pinch. I'll put a pinch myself.
Yeah, let's be there.
Because the station ain't gonna let me go nowhere without paying for that.
As we get somebody inside the FNM, maybe my good cousin. Yeah, people don't know my good cousin is Mavis Vanderpool. That's my good cousin. That's my good cousin.
Mm-hmm.
If she can be in there, someone can tell us who win and who lose. We need someone to come from outside, at least inside there to outside, tell us what's going on.
We can be sitting right in the room.
We will know right away.
Only room we ain't getting is the ballot room. We can be sitting right in the convention hall with everybody.
That's where we want to be. Yeah,
I want. And everybody can stand up. Howard, I want to send you. Yeah, yeah. Come on, let's talk. Let's who you vote for? Howard, let me tell you something.
I will be in the room. Yeah, I will be in the upper room.
Let's talk about it, guys. The lines are wide open. Please be a part of the conversation. Let me take this telephone call. Caller, go ahead. Go ahead, caller. You're on the line with us live. Hello.
Hey, good afternoon, Mr. Brother Grant.
Hey, what's happening, my brother? All is well.
Listen to me.
Yes, sir.
You remember when we were growing up, they had a group of wrestlers. They used to call themselves the Four Horsemen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You have Minute.
You're going deep.
You have Rembert Wells. You have the Deputy Bannister. And now you have Brian, the Four Horsemen. They going in as a team.
Sir. This is you. Hold on.
Repeat that again. I hear Brian. I hear Desmond.
Hold on.
He has his deputy. He has his chairman, and he has his secretary general.
Hold on. The first thing pop up in my mind is the apocalypse.
Say what?
The first thing pop up in my mind when you say Four Horsemen, I want to know which one is the red horse, the black horse, the white horse, and the horse of death. Yeah, I need to know about these things.
The red horse. Uh-huh.
The pick with Brian. I don't know if Brian bright enough to get them that white support. He should have gone with the gentleman from St. Anne's to cover them white people. You know, but let me tell you this. Let me move on.
Mm-hmm.
With Dr. Dwayne Sands.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with this being Dr. Dwayne Sands' last chance. Mm-hmm. If he lets his opportunity get away, that's it for him.
He can forget about
now,
it politically.
Now, he has some good support. Because he has the former in the Hubert Alexander Ingram
mm-hmm.
backing him, mm-hmm. and Dr. Ingram, Mr. Ingram still has his clout in there.
Mm-hmm.
But listen to me now. I want you to remember this. Howard might be a little too young to remember this. You remember the three-way race with Bernard Nordich, Perry Christie, and Phil Galanis.
Mm-hmm.
Phil Galanis and Perry Christie was fighting for the same people.
Now,
Bernard Nordich.
Don't think I forget about this. I know about this.
Bernard Nordich beat them in that race.
I listen.
Hold on. The same thing will happen with Pintard and Dwayne Sands. Them two fighting for the same people. The people who support Minutes. They ain't gaming nobody else. So now.
So what you're saying to me?
Interesting observation.
If Dr. Dwayne Sands goes into the race, he would help. Dr. Minutes.
Dwayne Sands ain't going to get 40
race,
votes.
You let him die.
He ain't going to get 40 votes.
That 40 make a big difference in a convention, Howard.
It makes a big difference to who?
If Dr. Dwayne Sands go in that race and get 40 votes.
Okay, let's be decent.
Dr. Minutes win by 25.
I think you're missing my point, you know. My point is very simple, you know. When you doubt...
I got to let you go, cuz.
When you doubt Howard being the leader... It's a fight. I'm not going to ask you this. It's a fight. You're doubting the leadership ability or the leadership potential to be.
But who's doubting what?
Dr. Sands needs to doubt himself right now because he has lost in the last election and he's fighting against his former CEO.
That's not what his Energizer battery says.
But listen to me again.
He has a battery in his back that says to him that he could become the next leader.
That's hypothetical.
No, that's actual.
No.
Hubert Alexander Minnis put the battery in his back and closed the case.
Okay, let me...
He pulled the string and Dr. Dwayne Sands.
Hold on. I am the financier and supporter of the Free National Movement. Do you think I am going to put my money behind Dr. Dwayne Sands as leader of the FNM in the next general election?
Ingram says to you, put your money behind Dr. Dwayne Sands, this is where I'm putting my money, and his political collateral worthy?
I love Papa,
they will
but
do
listen
it.
To me again. Papa don't have enough worth to make Dr. Dwayne
you
Sands
You think that his collateral
minister.
Has diminished in the organization?
You're doggone right, because guess what? If Papa had the type of worth, then we'd have a different result over in the by-election. I'm not asking you. I'm telling you these things. I'm over 50 years of age, and if Papa had the currency that he should have had to make Dr. Dwayne Sands the leader and the next prime minister, that boy over in Grandmama, who is your family, Mr. Grant, Bishop Grant, he would have been the doggone candidate and the victor over in West Grandmama and Bimby.
Let's be a couple. Now, see, this is...
Evidence don't lie.
When we start talking like this...
Evidence don't lie.
When we start talking like this, I just have to stretch it out far.
Stretch it then.
I got to.
Let's go Fantastic
Four. I don't even
four.
Have the time for this.
Stretch it.
I have to let you know that.
Stretch it.
Okay, so let's be clear about this.
We're talking about currency now.
Let's be clear about this. Hubert Ingram showed up the last minute.
Yeah, I don't care.
This is the second time he showed up the last minute.
I don't
minute.
Care.
He liked to be able to keep you in this sort of
if he had the currency.
Hold on. He has the currency.
To do what?
He has the currency.
To make Dr. Dwayne Sands the prime minister?
No. He still has currency in the Free National Movement.
I'm not talking about political currency within a party. Party doesn't exist in this country unless you are a government. No one cares about you and your party. Right now, the Progressive Labour Party is the government of the Bahamas. The Free National Movement have to sit down and listen and take instruction. These third parties got to sit down and take instruction. The Progressive Labour Party is the government. And the conversation we're having now is in preparation to become the government of the Bahamas. And if the Free National Movement does not believe that, continue to do the nonsense that you're doing, and you'll never see governance again in this country. Do it right the first time.
And what's right? In your mind,
what's right? Right means select somebody with some doggone sense.
Okay. So let's clear that down. There's two people. One who speculates, right, for the concept and idea and considers whether or not he is going to give his name again and move forward. The second one is in the position and seeks to kind of move forward in his leadership capacity. So we have Michael Pintard and Dr. Hubert Minnis. Who is the one with the doggone sense?
Well, Father, help me today. Not
I had to do that.
I
to
am
you.
On custody.
No, you said that. I didn't say that. You said that.
I tried to show. Listen what I said to you. Just I just said to you, the F them in trouble. If they do not recruit and find sensible talent, there is no more future for this Free National Movement. I said it very clearly to you.
Now, watch this now. Let me be decent. Let's be decent.
I asked you for who's the lead in 2030 and 2031. You can answer me.
With 2 seconds left. I can't answer you. And I still wouldn't even get into that conversation. But with 2 seconds left, we could be able to identify that Saturday, BP on Facebook put out a picture.
Yeah.
With 4 people coming out of a plane for a book tour. Which confused the whole country.
BB always tells them what the hell are we doing?
And then Branville McCartney popped up
on
the
plane. That one surprised me.
Every newspaper in the country started to talk about this.
Branville is my friend.
The FNM base seemed to be energized either against this concept or energized towards the concept. There is no gray ground here. There's no middle ground here.
Do you understand?
There is only one who is for it or against it.
Do you understand what happened, though? With the appearance of Branville McCartney, our friend, there is no Renthia Komolafi. That negated that right away. That like
Renthia Komolafi is there.
That was like a chess move.
Renthia Komolafi is there, but her collateral could never supersede anything that Branville has done.
That's what I'm saying.
And a lot of people who diminishes Branville's position.
That's what I'm saying.
You can't listen.
Listen to me, man. Are you listening to me today?
This.
I'm saying to you,
you can't even compare
that Hubert Alexander Minnis has a sword in his hand, or he has a guillotine in his possession.
But then again,
and he prepared to chop some heads. This guy Pintard trying to play church, or he trying to baptize somebody. Homeboy, this is war. This is war. This ain't no church. This ain't no social event.
Let me take a telephone call. You wilding out. Telephone call on the line. Go ahead. Let me see if I can get as much of these in as possible. All the lines lit up. Caller, go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, good day. I'm Howard.
Hey, what's up, man? God.
Yes, sir. God. Hey, my friend. Yeah, I hear misbehaving today.
Howard let them 2,400 votes get away in a by-election.
Keep fighting me, man.
Fight him.
See, you let AI, the lotion man, at 6 minutes talking to you all earlier, right? And all he does do is just lotion and polish the PLP and trying to get in the F&M business with all his bloviation, he went on with. But let's look at it like this.
Mm-hmm.
God, you said something about Ingram. So what if Ingram did endorse Howard in the by-election?
Boy, I think Howard had a better chance.
Okay, because the Reverend had some skeletons, right?
But you got a serious mind, you know. Your mind has been waking.
Yeah, because guess what? Them 1,245 votes that boy who did now get, just do the arithmetic.
Well, you sharp.
If Howard did pick off just 100 votes from Lincoln Bain, and Lincoln Bain got something to contribute to you, and you can't kill him,
mm-hmm.
right?
Uh-huh, listening.
You see what I'm saying?
Listening.
How much he was going to need out of the 2,400 votes? And if he was replacing the Reverend, add the 100 to what the Reverend got.
But this is my point that I'm making to you. The people that they should be pushing, that's why I mentioned the word recruitment to Howard. You got to recruit the right people. If you can recruit the right people, you can get the right
results.
As Michael Pintard recruited the right people.
No, anyway. You have not seen evidence of it. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, let's look at it like this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if Michael going up against Goliath, because that's the way you all describe in minutes, right? David Slugo Laire. With a slingshot, eh?
No, you're missing a step, though.
What?
Goliath made the whole camp of Israel afraid. You got to find Goliath.
All two of y'all missing one step. I got to let you go, cousin. Thank you so much.
No.
Go ahead, quickly then.
Hello. David slew Goliath. Mm-hmm. Michael slew, Minasna, right? That who's scared? Everybody's scared, eh?
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, because guess what? When you look at it, why did Minas call an early election? What was he afraid of? He didn't give his party the time to recover from COVID. They had already opened up the country. And he stopped all of his ministers and everybody them out of, 8 months? He didn't have to call election until the next year in May. All those followers and behemoths like to celebrate. Discovery Day.
You ain't got to go through all the holidays.
Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. Majority rule day. And we are now into April. Think about all those things. And all that was recovery time for people to say, you know, the doctor did what he did. Ain't none of us been around here in 1918 when they had the last pandemic, right? Right? And ain't none of them, ain't nobody was alive. Who live in to this day, we would have recovered, and it would have been a different type of opposition, even to pull off. They loved it. He handed Brave Davis and them a gift by calling an early election, but he was afraid of the challenge.
So what you're saying to me is now that he, as a result of that decision, then it'll come back to bite him in the backside. But there's a couple of things I wanted to say to you, and I thank you so much for your telephone call. I got the lines are lit right up. Don't fight me. But when you start to describe both Goliath and David, there's a lot of things that you're not considering here. Goliath is a man of war.
Yes, sir.
He's a man of war.
Don't play.
His stature didn't spare anybody. They wasn't scared of his stature alone. They understood that this was a man of war.
Ability.
They wasn't just afraid because he's a big man. The story, people is confused this story. The story has nothing to do with the size of this man. Because small axe is chopped down big tree. No one cares about that.
That's what your wife do to you.
No one cares about how big you are.
Your wife's smaller than you.
But
big.
If you have strategy.
She chop you down.
Only love is chop you down. My God. Praise Jesus.
He's a teddy bear.
You're doing something different. Huh? It doesn't matter the size of this defeat. Uh-huh. But if this is a man of war, and Minas has proven himself to be a man of political war, the one thing that you also forgotten about David is in his stories, in his preamble of an introduction to this uncircumcised Philistine, he said, I have killed lions.
Thank you.
I have killed bears.
Yes, sir.
With my bare hands.
Thank you very much.
I have done, I ain't scared of you.
Boy, we ain't never scared.
And my point to you we didn't know that David was also a man of war who have been trained by the Holy Spirit in the fields.
Wait, Howard, listen, I got one church. You got to get that offering in time. You sound good.
Has Michael Pintard shown himself to be a man of political war?
Yes.
That's the question that we have to
ask
today.
That's a good question.
The question that we have to ask today.
I've not yet seen it.
This one-day strategy could come to backfire in his face.
It could.
Because these people, the meritorious council members, are older people. You got to be 60 and older. How you could rush the 60-year-old woman and the man to be able to come hurry up vote?
But if Sir Lyndon or Hubert Ingraham was the leader after them at this time, they chop off his head quick, right? Because he would never show up in the convention. We can chop your head off. That's what leaders do. Because it ain't no straight game. This war.
Let me take a quick telephone call. Caller, you got 28 seconds. Go ahead, caller. Don't fight me. Go ahead, caller, quickly.
Yeah, you sound low, Howard. Good afternoon, God.
What you say?
That's why you give me 28 seconds and you give, you know, these political...
I know you're calling this late, man, 52. Don't fight me.
I won't get this in. You know, God...
Go ahead, brother.
Sitting and taking instructions and listening to the PLP, right? You're all well and good with that, but that wouldn't be an official good opposition, but... I would like to just touch because I hear he was talking with Ping and Ting, right? So I was a young man. You know, Ping was charismatic. He made me feel good about the country, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
Now, he was far from perfect.
Yes.
But what he should have done was give the subsequent leaders some gonads. But here's what the problem I have. The thing is, he always preached, I don't know if he coined the term behemonization. Now we're seeing the Haitianization. The Haitians have the contract for the social services building. I pass through the corner while I can hear them talking, and like, they're doing the work in the night. The government is giving Haitian people contracts, so maybe they could get on top of that. But what I'm saying is, you could do a show hour on how to get this, move this country forward as far as the problems we have. Maybe we could start up at passing a Shanty Town Act, making squatting on government or crown land illegal. Let's have a show on how we could solve this problems.
Like the Santos.
I did a medical test by Agape and told I couldn't get the results until I see a doctor. That's months ago. So that means die. So there's a lot of things we need to look at. Just do a show collectively, socially, economically, on how we could make this country better. That's what we need to do. Bless up, y'all.
I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Let me see if I get one more in. Telephone call on the line. Go ahead.
Yes, hey, how you doing? How is C. Allen Johnson?
C. Allen, you always call? I know you all want to talk long.
No.
Go ahead, quickly.
We've been talking for an hour. You and God need to listen to how long you'll talk.
Don't
fight. Say something.
Go ahead.
But you understand, so what happens is, you know, I don't know where y'all get your information, your perspective from, right? But it just amazes me. I understand these are an opinion, not fact-based environment. You know, and that's sufficient time for me to go through. But this one-day convention, I just want you to explain to me how the PLP explained their blueprint for change, how ministers explained this other form of change during a convention. That's not where your ideas and policies...
But that's not my thought. That's not my thought pattern.
No, but I'm saying to you this. You bragged about living in the 21st century.
Mm-hmm.
You assuming that Michael Pintard is not talking to the public and to FNM.
I didn't assume
in
anything.
Real time, I'm saying to you, but you have to, if you say he has a convention,
okay.
Whereas if though the 225,000 potential voters will be sitting listening to that to any convention.
No. That doesn't have anything to do with it, C. Allen. The convention is for the meritorious council members and the council members of the Free National Movement who show themselves over the age of 55 and older. There's only a handful, maybe 7 to 15% of those persons who are under or in the age of 30. And when I'm saying to you, when you identify this, how are you going to pull them people together and galvanize, unify the party in one day?
But I'm saying this, you're assuming they have it. The only thing, even after this convention, when a definitive leader, Mr. Pintard, is chosen, he then have to go for those who ministers may have pulled away. So, but you have to assume...
But that should have happened from 2021.
But let me ask you a question. Who's the voters? Aren't this the same 390 voters plus the meritorious members that voting that he and others who are seeking leadership position have been speaking to?
That can't be, C. Allen, because I got to let you go, C. Allen. Thank you so much for your telephone call. But that can be because if it existed, then there would be a unified voice coming out of the Free National Movement
now.
Let
me say this to you, Howard, quickly before you go.
It's too
cool. I would respect... the opinions of the listeners, and I respect C. Allen Johnson in his views. I say this to you, Howard. Time reveals all things. C. Allen is very strong for Michael Pintard. For whatever reason, it's not my business. But at the end of the day, when June 1st rolls around and we look at June 2nd, this will lay it all to rest.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you so very kindly for being able to choose and to listen in today. I want to thank you so very kindly for contribution. I saw I got a lot of telephone calls that we weren't able to get to. Now, don't fight me. This is an exciting time. I want to be able to lay some things out and have great conversation. I want to thank you. We're going to add more to this. I'm going to see if I can get a couple people from the Free National Movement to come and sit with me tomorrow. If not, y'all going to lead to relentless speculations. You better find a way to come sit here and talk with us on these things. Are some people committed? Howard, we can come talk to you after nomination day. After the week over, then we come in to talk to you. When it's all said and done, because I guess they don't put their foot in their mouth. Guys, it's the foundation. We want to thank you so very kindly for being able to join in with us today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We're going to see you tomorrow, Godspeed, right here at the same time.
The foundation. The foundation.